This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. He's gone. Heading to Michigan for a week. So he's going to go up, spend time with the family, have some fun up there. So should be a good little getaway for Trevor. And of course, he's doing it right when sports is picking back up, especially Major League Baseball. And joining us now to talk about it, KMOX, also Cardinals Radio Network. You hear him during the games. Mike Claiborne, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Lon. Derek, great to hear from you guys. Hopefully when Trevor comes back, we'll still be playing.
Oh, man, isn't that the truth? You know, Mike, you're so close to it. Is that a talk amongst, you know, amongst whatever the right grammar is, amongst the players, among the, the administration? Is that really a concern, or do they feel pretty confident that they're going to be able to get this thing done?
Well, you know what, that's a good question because, you know, the guys who are able to play are totally committed. So, you know, they obviously play with fingers crossed. But, yeah, I mean, it's in the back of their mind. So I think the effort that you're going to see this year is going to be one that will be one that you'll appreciate because, you know, you're playing like there is no tomorrow. I mean, obviously because of a 60-game schedule, but, you know, you've got the COVID issue to deal with. But I think overall guys feel pretty good about it. You know, the positivity rate has been extremely low in baseball.
Right.
And I think obviously guys have really adhered to what they've asked them to do. And the other thing is they haven't traveled anywhere. So we'll see how things unfold. But, you know, every day is a different one. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
Yep. Clay, I want to hit on a couple of major storylines for the Cardinals going into the season. One of those, Carlos Martinez, is named the fifth starter. Was pretty good at the back end of the bullpen last year, 24 saves. I know a little rocky during the postseason, but
looked good yesterday.
He did. Four innings, only gave one run. What do you make of the decision to put him back in the rotation and to put I know Lon wants to ask you about KK, but let's focus on Carlos, him being a starter again.
Well, you know what? I'm happy for Carlos because, you know, a lot of times people would say, you know, this guy's got to be more mature. He's got to grow up the whole nine yards. And I don't think I've ever seen Carlos more dedicated in making sure he let them know he wanted to be a starter. He showed up in Jupiter in great shape. He and I have some mutual friends in the DR, and I had a buddy of mine go by and watch him throw. And he said, Mike, this guy's throwing rockets, man. Wow. And, you know, Carlos can throw five pitches for strikes.
Sure.
So I told Schulte, I said, hey, listen, you know, I got a report on Carlos. And they said he's down there lighting it up. And so the next day, he sent Mad Dog Mike Maddox a video of him going. I think he threw like 97 pitches. Dude was something off the chain. And his mechanics were solid. I mean, he wasn't winded. He was just dealing. And here's the thing about the Cardinals. And I think if you're a minor league guy, this is why you appreciate it. If you give the effort, if you do what they ask you to do, you're going to get a chance.
Yep.
Now, what you do with that chance is up to you. But if you look at all the guys who are homegrown, if you do what they ask you to do, you're going to get a chance. And I think it was incumbent upon Mike Schilt to show Carlos that he believed in him and he trusted him. And he's going to give him the ball. And I thought he was the best pitcher we had in summer camp. Mm. I mean, there was some BP sessions that he was unhittable.
Wow.
And guys are just looking back at Yachty just kind of like, this is not fair. This is BS here, you know. Bad enough we got to face him. But, you know, I'm trying to make the ball club. This guy's out here throwing darts, man. It was really fun to see.
I bet.
Sure.
Well, and a lot of us maybe talked about how Carlos may end up being the closer with Jordan Hicks, of course, opting out for the year, whether he would have been ready or not. But KK comes in yesterday, and I'm not good at his name, so I'm just going to go with the nickname, and strikes out the side. Two looking, one swinging. Looked like he had a nice cut on those pitches. He has a big step to the mound, so he could be a little deceptive. What do you think, and how do you think that role is going to go for him, and how important would that be for the Cardinals if he could settle into that thing?
Well, you know, they got him that was the situation line when they signed him. They were like, well, what are we going to do with him? And somebody just said, well, let's just get him and then we'll figure it out later.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's got legitimate professional experience. You know, he's another guy that was kind of unhittable. I think Goldschmidt took him deep one time. But, you know, I think in a short season like this, you can get away with a guy that they've never seen before. You can watch him on video.
Good point.
But remember, here's the deal now. Video, you can't run up in the clubhouse and get a look at a guy on how he's throwing now. If you don't already have it on video and preloaded, you can't look at it.
Hmm.
And so I think he's going to have a real advantage of guys trying to time him and see what he's doing to other hitters. You know, they're kind of stuck with this guy and what they have already preloaded. So if you don't have anything preloaded on him, that first week or two, he could be a handful. And let's face it, we don't have that many weeks to play. So
right.
I think he's got a real plus opportunity.
That's a great point.
Clay, we've seen Matt Carpenter hit a couple of bombs here in the last week or so. Maybe even more encouraging is he's going to left center again. And I know that personally I'm a little hesitant to buy into him, but
right.
What do you think? Are you buying into Matt Carpenter having a good year?
You know, Derek, I'm like you, man. I'm a little hesitant. I mean, he's 34, so you don't know what you're getting. But I will say this. He has been a little bit more impressive, as you mentioned, going the opposite field. And that's what we knew him as when the Cardinals first brought him up. You know, he had 55 doubles one year, and his ability to go to left center was a deal, was a difference maker. He's doing that a little bit more. But, you know, I guess for me, I've got to see him do it against legitimate, you know, competition, you know, in game situations. Well, hell, that's the way we say it about anybody at this point. But I think that what I've seen initially, I'm reasonably impressed with. But, you know, that's a guy that I think really have to be careful with here. And here's why. You know, for every game, that's like 2.7 games that you're going to play. So you don't have the luxury of letting a guy have a month to get ready.
Good point.
You know, you don't have that kind of luxury to have a guy that's got to warm up and get into the season. You got to hit the ground running. And in this situation, you know, you got to hope that he's ready to go at a pretty good pace. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on him, too. You know, him and Dexter Fowler, I think, are in the same boat.
Yep.
Couple more here from Mike Claiborne. What do you think of the offense as a whole? Obviously, you're going to play the Cubs. Know that you got a stacked order there. The Reds can roll out a very good lineup. You're going to match up with the White Sox and Twins and the AL Central. Can the Cardinals, with their lineup, do you think they can keep up?
No, I think they got to outpitch everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
From what I've seen, you know, I think that they can outpitch anybody in the division. So I think that's how they're going to beat people. If you think they're going to go swat for swat with these guys, I don't think that's possible for what we already know. Now, that doesn't mean some guys can't get hot, but here's a question for you. When was the last time you saw all three of your outfielders bringing up the bottom of the batting order?
Never.
So I think that kind of gives you an indication. So what they're going to have to do is be a little bit more efficient in moving runs along and small ball and stealing bases, going first to third, things like that. But if you want to sit in and get in a home run contest, that's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Especially when you have to play Cincinnati and Minnesota and some teams that are really stacked.
Mike, I got one more for you. Opening night tomorrow on July 24th. Why not, right? By the way, somebody asked about what's Mike Claiborne's new flag day, so we got to ask that. But opening night, they're going to do the festivities. It's not going to be the same without the fans, et cetera, but how exciting is it just to get baseball back?
Well, I'm excited for that. If not, hell, I'm excited to watch the grass at Busch Stadium get cut.
Right.
That's what it's come down to for me. But I'm going to miss the whole ceremony thing. We were talking about that today, about how you're going to miss the red jackets and things of that nature, and guys that, remember, we got some guys that are getting up in age.
Sure.
And I'm of the concern that every time we do this, there's one guy we may not see the following year. So I'm excited, but, you know, you'll take anything right now.
Mike Claiborne, you've got it. You're ditching us early, and it's for good reason. You're going to have dinner with Mike Schilt and Willie McGee. Have fun, my friend.
All right, I'm going to do that. It's good to visit with you, and let's stay in touch, man. I know it's a short schedule, but we'll figure it out.
Absolutely. Look forward to hearing you, buddy. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Take care. All right, buddy. All right. Mike Claiborne, KMOX, also the Cardinals Radio Network, at Claves Online. I think he had actually arrived at the Shield House because you could hear the car stopped. He got out. I think I heard Mike Shield say, hey, Claves. That's funny. But, yeah, he's going to eat with McGee and Shield. Shield recently got married. So I guess according to
during
Mike.
During spring training, right?
Yeah, during spring training. So according to Claves, Mike's wife said, why don't you invite a few people over and let's have dinner. So they're doing it tonight, getting ready for opening night tomorrow. It sounds strange to not say opening day, but I guess technically it is opening day for the Cardinals, White Sox, and Cubs tomorrow. And, of course, tonight, Yankees, Nationals, followed by the Dodgers and the Giants. So I assume you will see Kershaw. Who will open for the Giants?
Johnny Cueto.
Oh, wow.
Only pitched 4 games, I think, for the Giants last year before going out with injury.
Okay. I'd forgotten he was even on the Giants. And then the Yankees are going with?
Yankees are going with Garrett Cole.
Oh, that's right.
Against Max Scherzer.
Oh, my goodness. Cole, Scherzer, and Kershaw in one night. And, oh, by the way, Cueto, who can get it up there and have some fun doing it. Wow. How about that? The pitchers you're going to see tonight.
And the lineups. The Dodgers and Yankees might have the 2 best lineups out there.
Incredible. And we're less than an hour. We're about 45 minutes away from Yankees, Nationals. Both games, by the way, on ESPN tonight. So make sure you tune in for that.
There's a little rain in the forecast.
Oh, no.
It looks like it's going to hold off here in D.C. So
that would be so 2020.
We waited long enough.
It would be so 2020, right? I mean, if the Cubs, White Sox, or Cardinals get rain delayed or rain canceled tomorrow, I will be so... I have, by the way, all... Well, both games DVR'd tonight. I've got all 3 games DVR'd tomorrow night. And I'm going to stay up. I normally can't stay up past like 9 or 10. I'm so stinking old. But Friday night, I am going to definitely watch the Cardinals. But I'm going to flip back and forth after that game is done and watch the Cubs and White Sox and kind of scroll ahead, see what's happening, because I'm excited just to watch baseball.
I got to figure out with Marquee Network.
This is horrible for you guys.
It stinks.
It's horrible.
Even as a Cardinals fan, I want to watch the Cubs.
Yeah.
I want to be informed.
And I get them both. you want to be informed. That's right. So I'll be able to watch both. Yes, somebody just sent in, has anybody discussed the Seattle Kraken yet? We did. To open the show, the Seattle hockey team, the NHL, the new team in Seattle will be called the Kraken, which is K-R-A-K-E-N, and the Kraken is a mythical sea creature that eats boats. I think the Johnny Depp movies, the Kraken is in, I think. So it's almost a creature that looks like a kind of an octopus and a squid, kind of all that combined, and it's huge. It's big enough to eat boats, essentially.
Bad news for the Oilers.
Right. So Seattle has a name. It's the Seattle Kraken. The Washington Redskins, they are no longer the Redskins. Official today, they're no longer any nickname.
Until they find one, they're the Washington football team. Please, dear God, find one before games are played for Joe Buck to say, Dallas Cowboys against the Washington football team.
And you're looking live at Dallas for the Cowboys. Welcome in the football team. Is that technically their nickname is the football team?
Yeah.
Like Washington football
the Bears,
team.
The Packers, right. Football team.
Football team. Cowboys and football team next on Monday Night Football. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. But they're going to try to get to that as we go along. A couple people texted in. Ted, thank you, Ted, said, you haven't talked about the big news. Cardinals released Brett Cecil. Beer can Kurt said, Lon, your boy Cecil's gone. Who's your whipping boy now?
Maybe you should play. Well, we usually play on Fridays in celebration.
You know what? We're going to. That's a great point. Sorry, Brett. You know what? I don't feel bad for you. You've made a lot of money doing nothing.
He'll be just fine.
Nothing. You had 1 year. 1 year. And then you got heavier, and then you got really skinny. Nothing worked. You've made 40-some million dollars over 4 years and basically gave back about 10% of that contract in terms of your play on the field.
So, I was going to text Trevor and say, hey, that's one thing that MLB The Show has already gotten correct. Because
well,
they had
right.
Cecil getting cut coming out of spring training, so I Watch out, Javi Baez.
The next thing would be Javi hitting about 218. If you were able to hear those shows that we did when Derek simulated what every night you simulated
a
season,
for a full week sample size.
And the couple of things that seem to occur every time you did that, even though he's on the cover of MLB The Show, Javi Baez was horrible in every one of your simulations.
Never hit above like 250.
Oh, wow.
It was weird.
And a few times hit below 220. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. So that's that. Also, Darren, and we had forgotten to mention this, Juan Soto, thanks, Darren, the Nationals tested positive for COVID-19. So Juan Soto, who they're talking about right now on ESPN, will have to miss some games for Washington, and certainly that is not good news. Not that I'd want to face Garrett Cole, to be honest with you, but certainly Juan Soto, a guy that kind of popped onto the scene last year in that World Series victory, really had a great season, had a great postseason.
Great World Series.
Garrett Cole
and the Astros.
That's right.
I was looking it up because I picked him in fantasy yesterday. I did a fantasy baseball draft, and Juan Soto was my first pick. He hit .333 in the World Series and hit three bombs.
Wow. And when he takes the ball, he kind of shows up the pitcher. And it started to get frustrated because, number one, the Cardinals couldn't hit against the Nationals. And then he would get up there and do that
stuff.
Was
it Michaelis with the cross grab?
Yes, that's right. So he, at a young age of like 21, he's certainly one of the best up-and-coming baseball players. But Juan Soto has tested positive and will be missing a few games. Jordan said, Lon, 10%? That's awful generous on my boy Brett Cecil.
Oh, for what he gave the Cardinals?
Can you look up his 1 year? I think the very first year he was decent. And then after that, I mean, the third year he didn't even, like last year, I don't think he even appeared in a game. And the year before that, I think he was hurt all the time. I don't know. I mean, it's outrageous.
He gave you a sub-4 ERA.
Okay.
2017, he was 2-4, 3.88. So for a reliever, 3.88.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
How many innings did he throw in the first year with the Cardinals?
That was 67.
Okay. And then year two.
Year two, he threw 32 innings, ERA of 6.89.
Ugh. How many walks and strikeouts?
25 walks to 19 strikeouts.
Boy, when it's flipped the other way, that's not good. And then last year, he didn't appear at all, did he? And, of course, this year he has been released. So I'd give him 10%. Did he earn 10% of the $40 million? Is that fair?
I guess. For being nice on the way out.
Wait, I didn't hear this. Kershaw's on the injured list? This is from Kurt. Thank you, Kurt, if you're giving us updated news. Maybe he's seeing this on ESPN. We can't hear it right now, but... that would not be good if Kershaw's... Of course, the Dodgers have 17 other pitchers. I guess they...
10 minutes ago, the Dodgers Twitter account tweeted, the Dodgers have placed Clayton Kershaw on the injured list with back stiffness.
Walker Buehler going to start game one?
Potentially.
Hmm.
Look.
Wow.
Breaking story. Developing story.
Developing story with Kershaw. Well, you look that up. I'm going to do a little business for us. As an advocate for education, Busey is pleased to continue its commitment to neighbors in need through Community Reinvestment Act, the CRA scholarships, the deadline for which has been extended to August 7th. Busey CRA scholarships recognize the scholastic achievements and bright futures of local youth. Scholarships are $1,000 for tuition, fees, books, and supplies. They're awarded in counties that Busey serves, including Champaign and Ford. And to qualify, you must meet financial need, be a high school graduate or equivalent, and be enrolled or eligible for admission as a degree candidate at an approved college or university. To apply, you just need to go to Busey.com and search Community Reinvestment Act Scholarship. The deadline to apply, again, is August 7th, and the scholarship of $1,000 will be awarded on August 21st. Over the past decade, by the way, Busey's provided 240,000 in college scholarships. They've been fulfilling dreams since 1868. Busey knows the importance of lasting promise. From its Money Smart Youth Program to Community Reinvestment Act scholarships and beyond, Busey is humbled to help children of all ages pursue their dreams. Visit Busey.com today to explore both programs. When we come back, we'll give our predictions for the Major League Baseball season. It is The Drive.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment, all available. Call 402-8123. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Oh man, look at the damage to my roof after that storm.
CU Under Construction can identify and fix problems before they lead to disaster. Get a free estimate by a fully insured and bonded roofing company.
Hi, this is Kenny with CU Under Construction. I just wanted to take a moment to tell you a little bit about our roofing division at CU Under Construction. We specialize in storm damage. Did you know CU Under Construction completed over 100 roofs in 2019 from local storms? For details, visit CUUnderConstruction.com.
The Long Branch is open. The Long Branch is open. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford is now reopened for indoor seating. Stop by and let Donnie cook you up terrific steaks, burgers, pork chops, ribs, and so much more. The wait is finally over because Long Branch Steakhouse is now open for indoor seating. And with their full regular menu available, you simply can't go wrong. Stop by Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. and let Donnie give you a meal you won't soon forget at 310 South Main Street, downtown Gifford.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3900. 42.
It's the hottest sale of the summer, and it's happening at Game Day Spirit on Neal Street. The third annual Epic Clearance event is Friday, July 31st through Sunday, August 2nd. Incredible deals on Illini tees from $4, hats from $5, polos from $15, and more. Find great deals for every Illini fan in your family. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for exclusive previews. Don't miss this epic sale July 31st through August 2nd at the Game Day Spirit location at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. And go Illini.
I've been all over town, all over the internet, all over social media, and nobody has a freezer in stock.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has freezers.
Really?
That's right. Freezers are in short supply nationwide, but Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has true commercial-grade freezers in stock for a limited time.
That's incredible. I have a side of beef that I'm waiting on, and I was afraid I wouldn't find a freezer in stock. Is it a name brand I can trust?
These are Summit freezers. Summit is a commercial-grade brand and assembled here in the USA. Summit makes a top-of-the-line freezer made to last, and we'll back it up with our free 10-year protection plan.
I'm going to get one today. Wow.
Multiple sizes are available, but only while supplies last. It's Christmas in July with freezers in the middle of the summer at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get.
Sorry.
Have you heard
not
about the
best
new...
Reed music?
It's all right. You get through it. You you've heard that? Have you heard about the new undergraduate major at the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, the College of ACES at the University of Illinois? The Metropolitan Food and Environmental Systems Program is the first of its kind, and it puts students in the heart of cities rebuilding resilient food systems. It's hands-on in a real way to make a difference. The College of ACES encourages future students to learn more about metropolitan food and environmental systems today. For a more-than-meets-the-eye opportunity, visit mfst.illinois.edu. That's mfst.illinois.edu. Composure, that's what it is. Needed it.
You did really well there.
Had to have it.
This song by Drake reminds me of Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber when they have the guy in the truck and he's like, you want to hear the most obnoxious sound in the world? And he's like, ah, whatever. It's like, God. That's some good stuff. Hey, I received an email, I believe it was yesterday, from the University of Illinois about my season ticket. Tickets, for Illinois football. And basically, I had opted in, saying I still want to use my tickets. I know they had given season ticket holders the opportunity to either opt in, opt out, get your money back, donate to the iFund or whatever, and just say, all right, I'm not going to use my tickets. I'll just give you the money. Use it however you want. Or push that towards next year's tickets. So I opted in. I want to go this season. And they basically sent out another thing confirming it, confirming how many seats you have, which I have two, and then essentially just telling you that you may not be sitting where you normally sit. So be prepared for that, because they'll start putting, and again, I'm going to be way down on this list in terms of donors. They're going to, you know, the bigger the donor, the better the seats you're going to have, essentially. But I don't know. I love the horseshoe. I've told you that 100 times. I would not want to sit anywhere else other than the horseshoe. I like my horseshoe. I like the view that it provides me down the field. I like the pee wall right there. And I like all the people around me that's sitting there, because we've all sat together for so many years. So if the horseshoe is considered not a very good seat and at the bottom of the list, then I assume I'll just keep my own seat. I don't know, because
yeah.
I'm at the bottom of the list, I assume, with donors in terms of money I give. So we'll see. But there is a chance that I could be on the west or east side way high, or I don't know, maybe randomly at the 50. Who knows? But
they could put you anywhere.
Yeah, I don't care.
Right?
I would be happy to walk in. And they're going to social distance you, of course. They did give you the option. So let's say we're not related, Derek, but let's say you had a family of five and I had a family of five, and we always went to the games together. They do give you the option to go ahead and email the ticket office and tell them that your groups would like to sit together, that you're comfortable sitting together, you want to sit together. So people that do that and sit by maybe friends, if you have other family, et cetera, you can do that. And that's kind of how it's working. So they're doing their best. They said they'd let us know in early August about that. Also on the parking, we'll try to figure out, you know, because I donated for that, I'll get a parking pass. So like most of you, then they'll give you an idea as to where you're going to park. So all of that is slowly coming together. And, of course, we're playing college football. Remember, we made the deal. Last week was the end of the doom and gloom crap. We are playing football. We're playing
the
baseball.
The world we're living in on this show.
No.
It's going to happen.
Baseball is happening in about 30 minutes in the nation's capital. The Cardinals, Cubs, and White Sox are playing tomorrow, opening the season. The NBA is doing exhibition games. The NHL will be starting soon in their two hub cities. We're playing college football.
I'll tell you this, too. I walked by Memorial Stadium today, and they were out on the field doing some workouts. Mm. And the west side where the practice field is,
yes,
saw a line with the 50, the 40. Oh. It's ready to go.
Here we go, baby. That gives me kind of goosebumps, man. I'm ready for normalcy in life. And if that means watching a baseball game for 3 hours, then that's my normal. If that means walking into Memorial Stadium and watching Illinois football, then that's my normal. Yes, I won't be able to tailgate, but we'll figure that out.
I should have said east side, by the way.
No, I was going to say that's east side. Yeah, that's I didn't catch it either. West side, of course, is Grange Grove, Lot 31. How eerie. I said this the other day. How eerie will it be on game day to not have anybody tailgating And so you park in your assigned spot, and then you walk up to Memorial Stadium with 12,000 of your closest friends, and nothing. Just be empty lots.
Be weird.
That is weird. That is weird. Why can't they just let us tailgate?
What if the iHotel says, in our private lot, you can.
You can tailgate. Man, if I was a business close to the stadium, you could make some money there, right? You could make some. How about Hooters? Is there anything in that building right now?
Not that I've seen.
I have not driven by there. How about we just tailgate in the Hooters, the old Hooters parking lot? Done.
It's not a terrible walk at all.
No. Don't anybody steal my idea either. I just called it. I'll go pee on it if I need to and mark the spot, right? Yeah, I'm going to do that, man. Hooters parking lot. That's where we're all meeting for a tailgate on Saturdays for Illinois football. All right, are you ready to do some baseball?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
By the way, Dustin May is starting in place of Clayton Kershaw.
Who?
Dustin May.
Who's that? I've never heard of Dustin May. He sounds like he would be a golfer on the PGA Tour. Dustin May shot a 7-under 64 today. He's three shots off the lead.
Dustin Johnson did not.
No, he did not. Dustin May.
He was a rookie last year. He's got the big, poofy red hair.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I do know who you're talking about. He and Justin Turner, they look like brothers. Kindred. I mean, they're like family members. Okay, so
quite the flow.
So instead of Kershaw tonight, who, if you did not hear, has been placed on the injured list. Don't know why.
Back stiffness.
Oh, is it back stiffness? Okay.
Similar to Rizzo.
Yeah.
Was it DeGrom that was dealing with that as well?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we just had Jeff Schroeder on Mettler Mix-Up, and he said his concern is not necessarily major injuries, but more of nagging injuries like this.
Yeah.
So already it's showing how much Jeff knows the fruition of that, that all of a sudden, you know, an hour later after we do the Mettler mix-up, not even a half hour later, Kershaw goes on the IL. So that's what it is. All right, it's time to predict the division winners in Major League Baseball. We're then going to do our predictions for the ALCS and NLCS and the World Series. I want to sit here and tell you that I've got a lot of surprises. I don't.
See, I'm with you. But I look at it from what the first go-through is, and I'm like, it's not going to be that chalky, is it?
I know. I do have a surprise, I think, in the World Series.
All right. Let's get to it.
We'll get to that. So let's start. We'll start in the American League. Let's start in the American League East. Of course, you've got the Blue Jays. I'm doing this by memory. Blue Jays, Red Sox, Orioles, Rays, and Yankees. So I think this is a pretty simple one. And I think you're trying to be really cute if you don't think the Yankees are going to win the AL East. Derek, I assume you're going to have them winning the East, and you know more about baseball than I do when it comes to these other teams. Why are they the favorite to win the East?
I'm with you as well. You could make a case for the Rays.
The Rays
don't get enough love and obviously don't have the stars, but they're just darn good baseball team. But the Yankees with their lineup, Aaron Judge is healthy, Stanton's healthy, Gleyber Torres, Gary Sanchez, LeMahieu.
Oh, my goodness.
It's sick. Now, do they have enough pitching?
You just ripped off four or five guys that would be the number one hitter for the Cardinals.
Right.
Basically.
No, seriously.
Behind Goldie, maybe. On a good year. But right now, any one of those guys would be the Cardinals' best hitter.
Most home runs, for sure.
Wow. Okay, I interrupted you.
No, Garrett Cole at the top.
Ugh.
They have issues with the rotation because Severino's out.
Yeah, that's
Tommy
right.
John.
Okay.
Tanaka's had his concussion, so he's coming back.
Okay.
Domingo Herman was the young arm that had a bunch of wins early. He got PED suspension, so he's out.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
So their rotation is kind of in flux a little bit. Paxton was hurt going into the year. I think he's listed right now to be okay, but that would be the one blemish that you look at with them otherwise. They're loaded.
Okay. Is there any other team in that division you think makes the playoffs, including a wild card? I have one, and that's the Rays.
I have the Rays as a wild card.
I think the Rays are really good. I don't know if you'll know most of their players, but they're going to be good. And they, every year, do a great job of developing young talent. If they could ever keep them, then the Rays could become a juggernaut, because I think right now they have the best farm system in baseball, considered by some to be the best. They and the Padres, I believe, are kind of one and two in farm systems in Major League Baseball. So Rays really good.
They're going to have Jose Martinez in their lineup now, too.
Oh, that's right.
And boy, does he seem like a perfect DH for the Cardinals if they could just have the foresight. Obviously, you wouldn't have known, right. But.
Oh, he would have been perfect in that role. He's going to help the Rays.
Yes.
All he does is hit. He just hits, hits, hits. All right, so we move to the AL Central. So do you agree the Rays in a wild card?
I do.
Okay. Go to the AL Central. White Sox, Indians, Tigers, Royals, and Twins. I'm going to go Twins. And again, I'm being boring here. I want to go White Sox so bad. I really, really want to go White Sox to win this division. It would be fun. I just think the Twins, for what they showed last year, plus they added Josh Donaldson to a team that set the record for most home runs by a team in a year. Then you add Donaldson, who can get you 30 to 40. Yikes. I think the Twins win this division.
Yeah, I agree with you. It'd be easier if Michael Kopech did not opt out and he was at the top of the White Sox rotation. So you have Kopech and Giolito. The White Sox are going to be a factor for a while here.
Agreed.
So you got to get used to that. I agree that maybe a year too early, the Twins, similar to the Yankees in terms of just naming names down their order, they've got that. And now they have Donaldson. They got Nelly Cruz. They've got Max Kepler. They got a lot of dudes that hit like 20 bombs throughout. And the Indians, I'm a little bit too down on the Indians. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm not, because they still have pitching, even though they lost Kluber and Bauer. They have Mike Clevenger, Shane Bieber. I like the Twins.
Where is Trevor Bauer pitching now?
The Reds.
The Reds, that's right. All right. He is the most outspoken athlete I think I've ever seen. He loves to be outspoken, and he loves to challenge other athletes. Other, maybe not teammates, but he certainly will challenge.
Not afraid of a Twitter war?
No.
At all?
His peers. He goes after him. I think the Twins are the team to win this division. Do you see anybody else in this division making the playoffs?
I do not.
I don't either. I do like the White Sox, though, and I do think that they're going to make a nice push this year and be fun. I can't wait to watch them, but I don't think they have enough quite yet to do that. Scott just said, hopefully they expand the playoffs. We'll see. I know that's talk, right? And according to Jason Benetti, who was on with Jeremy Warner this morning, the voice of the White Sox, he talked about that, if they possibly could extend the playoffs or expand the playoffs, but we'll see. We'll see and if that happens.
Let's be even more optimistic. What if fans can be in the stands at that time?
Oh, my gosh. You say when, and I'm there. I am not worried about this. I'm worried. Don't get me wrong. I'm worried about COVID. I'm not one of those, you know, that's like so far over here that, I'm worried about it, but why in the world? I'm not going to go into it. Why can't I sit at Busch Stadium 5 seats from the next person and watch a baseball game? No sense whatsoever. I'm outside. There's plenty of seats in there that they could fit probably 20,000 fans. Maybe not 20, maybe 15,000. And get them in there and watch a game. Same deal at Wrigley. Same deal all over. Let us in. I know there's other factors.
I hope all goes well, and I think some teams are planning on it.
I do, too. All right, American League West. Angels, A's, Astros, Rangers, and Mariners. I've got the Astros winning this division.
Yeah, I'd like to
go. Boring.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to be different, too. I'm high on the A's, but Jesus Luzardo, who's a young stud, got COVID, and he's going to start in the bullpen. He's supposed to be a starter. So when he comes back, he's going to be in the bullpen and work his way in to be a starter. And then one of their other very good pitchers, A.J. Puk, it's P-U-K. It's hard to say.
P-U-K.
That was in Britain for a second.
The puck.
Yeah. He has a shoulder injury.
Okay.
And it's kind of up in the air on how serious that is. The A's win, last 2 years, they've won 90-some games.
I know.
And another team, you don't have a ton of guys you just reel off
right,
as far as naming them, other than the mats on the corners. But I'll go with the Astros. I do think the A's are a wild card team.
Okay. I'm going to say that the Astros win it, and I'm going to go with a different wild card team from this division. I'm going Angels. I don't know why.
Don't hate it.
I'm going to go Angels So my five playoff teams in the American League would be the Yankees, Twins, Astros, Rays, and Angels. That's who I've got advancing to the playoffs. If they don't extend the playoffs or expand the playoffs, and it is normally what it is, then you would have, you know, in my mind, you'd have the Rays hosting the Angels in round one, and the winner of that plays, I think, the Yankees. And then the other would be the Twins and Astros. Sign me up for all that. All right, National League now. The National League East, Braves, Marlins, Phillies, Mets, Nationals. Nationals, of course, have that top-end pitching with Scherzer and Strasburg, of course. I like the Braves. Braves team came on last year. They've got a lot of talent. They added Marcell Ozuna, which, you know, maybe doesn't scream off the page, but certainly you surround Ozuna with other, like, you know, with other capable hitters, and whatever he gives you as an advantage is a bonus. So I'm going to go Braves to win this division.
I got to go weird with one of these.
Okay.
And I think this is the one to do it. I think you can make an argument for four teams with the Braves, Nationals, Phillies, or Mets.
Would agree.
I'll make an argument for the Mets. Just say the Mets have been a team. I've said it a lot. Every year at the All-Star break, they're in the mix.
Yep.
They're either maybe not leading the East, but a couple games back and maybe trying to make moves to add pieces, and they maybe fall off towards the end. I love Pete Alonso.
Yes.
Jeff McNeil at the top of their order. DeGrom. I'll say the Mets make it weird in the East, and they get hot for a 60-game stretch.
Do they have the pitching without Syndergaard? I mean, if Syndergaard was still there, and by the way, somebody texted in, MLB agreed to expand the playoffs to 16 this afternoon. Totally missed that. I was in appointments. I apologize. I apologize wholeheartedly for that. So it does, according to this, MLB has agreed to extend the playoffs to 16 teams. That's a lot of teams. That's a lot of teams. I mean, that's over half the teams are going to make the playoffs. So, I don't know.
They have some revenue sharing for the playoffs, and
yep,
more playoff games, more revenue.
That's true. So, that's a good point. All right,
Stroman is a guy.
Oh, that's right.
With the Blue Jays, but he's got a calf injury, probably not serious. So, if he's able to stay healthy with DeGrom, that's a nice top two.
Okay, that's true. Anybody else from this division in your mind make a wild card?
It's got to be, well, now of 16, I'd say the Braves. I have to figure this out mathematically, but Braves and Nats are,
yeah,
are two obvious candidates. One of those is going to make it. I'd lean Nationals.
I'm going to go Nationals. Braves winning it, Nationals as a wild card. All right, National League West, Rockies, Dodgers, Giants, Padres, D-backs. We don't have to take a lot of time on this one. Dodgers win the division. I don't have anybody else making the playoffs.
The Padres intrigue me. And that was one of your picks when we did the draft.
Yeah. Actually, I do. I'm sorry. I marked it here. I have the Padres as a wild card. That's my fault. I have the Padres and the Dodgers from that division making the playoffs.
Give me the Padres, especially in an expanded postseason. But even normally, I'd think about it.
Yeah, it kind of blows what we're doing here in terms of blows up what we're doing in terms of now 16 teams. I'm not going to go through all those. All right, National League Central. Cardinals, Cubs, Brewers, Pirates, Reds.
I think we said it during next question this week, but yes, I'll reiterate. I have the Reds at the top of the division. Cardinals second, Cubs third.
Okay. And I had the Cardinals one, Cubs two, Reds three. I got to see it. I got to have proof that Cincinnati is in it to win it. And I know that they've got tremendous pop in that lineup, plus solid pitching. They have everything they need to win that thing. And it will be interesting to see. I just like the experience of the Cardinals. I like the pitching depth of the Cardinals, even though it's been tested. I like what I see out of that team. And for the record, and you know this, normally, I think the last 5 years that we've predicted these things, I've never picked the Cardinals to win the division. So I'm not homering this. I just feel good about the Cardinals winning this division. Nobody else makes the playoffs, in my mind, from the NL Central. Well, of course, now they will with 16 teams.
Right.
So, all right, when we come back, can we research a little bit on that 16-team playoff? I want to see how they're going to do that. Maybe they just said, all right, we're going to let 16 in, and they don't yet have a plan of how they'll do it, but we'll talk about that next. Also, we'll give our ALCS matchup, NLCS matchup, and who's going to win the stinking World Series. We are like 10 minutes from baseball beginning, officially. Count me in. Drive.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Guess what? We're back. We're open. Can't wait to see you. The dining room's open. The kitchen's open. Phones are ringing. You can stop by for lunch, dinner, or even both. Grab it for takeout, or we can deliver. Face it, you're hungry, and we can fix that. Pizza, Italian beef, calzones, wings, and more. They're all waiting for you at Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. So put on your mask and head on over, or give us a call at 328-2334. We'll see you soon.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, we're trying to figure this out on the run. Derek and I both had busy afternoons, missed this. MLB and the players have all agreed to expand the playoffs to 16 teams.
According to reports.
Probably should have led the show with this. It's my fault. My apologies. So explain again. So 16 teams, you have obviously six divisions. So you'll have the six division winners. So that's six of the 16. And then you're going to have 10 essentially wild card teams.
Yeah, according to Buster Olney of ESPN, it says all eight second-place teams. Well, there's only six, as you said.
Well, yeah, right?
That's a misprint. Will qualify for the 16-team playoff, the seventh and eighth teams, so all six will be chosen by best record among the others.
So you'll have all the division winners, that's six, all the second place in the division, so that's 12, and then you still have
two more.
From each division.
Two more from each league.
Okay.
As a wild card.
The two better. Okay.
Each side will then seed 1 through 8, and it sounds like every team's going to play in that first round.
So no wild card teams play, and then they move on. In a best of three. Well, that's interesting. Okay. That'll be interesting.
This is all according to reports. MLB has not officially announced it yet, but according to reports, it's been agreed upon.
Got it. Trey Turner leading off for the Nationals tonight. Adam Eaton, Starlin Castro.
Still playing.
Going. I know. I just thought of that. All right. We ripped out our, we'll just go to the ALCS and the NLCS. Yeah, we won't try to worry about. So let's start in the American League Championship Series. I continue my run of boringness. Even though now with 16 teams, this could really lead to some upsets happening. I, though, have the Yankees and the Astros in the American League Championship Series. Boring.
I have, to be a little different, the Yankees and the A's.
Okay. That'd be cool. Get the A's in there and have a little fun. All right. In the National League Championship Series, I have the Dodgers. So strong, so much depth. I mean, they have Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts in that lineup. Of course, Kershaw hurt. Back stiffness, they said. He's missing his start tonight on opening night. I have the Dodgers battling the Braves in the NLCS.
The Dodgers, they're going for it. And then they locked up Mookie to make sure he's there for a long, long time. I have the Dodgers as well. And I'll say the Reds get there.
Okay. So the Reds and the Dodgers for you in the NLCS. Who makes the World Series? I've got Yankees, Braves in the World Series this season?
I want to be different. I don't want to do the I don't want to do the Yankees Dodgers. We'll say Yankees Reds.
Okay. Wow, you got the Reds in the World Series. Not only do you have them winning a lot this year, but you've got them in the World Series. I love it. Hey, Dan Hartlett would love that. Dan Hartlett would be a big fan of that. All right, listen, want to thank Mike Claiborne, Camo X, also the Cardinal Radio Network. He jumped on with us earlier this hour. He jumped on with us earlier this hour and couldn't stay very long because he was heading to Mike Schilt's house for dinner.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
With Coach Schilt and Coach McGee, Willie McGee. So, yeah, Clay's ditching us for McGee and Schilt. I get it. I totally get it. Also want to thank Jeff Schroeder. He talked about maybe an uptick in nagging injuries in all the professional sports. We're already seeing it today. Clayton Kershaw missing the opener tonight. Yankees, Nationals underway in about 5 minutes. And then Giants, Dodgers tonight. Enjoy baseball. Tomorrow, Cubs, Cardinals, White Sox all begin their season. Man, that makes me smile. All right, you guys have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It is The Drive.
This is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. Since day one, we've worked hard to become one of the best barbecue joints in the state of Illinois. And now we're focused on becoming the safest. We've remodeled and doubled our indoor dining space for social distancing. We've added outdoor dining and created a contact-free dining experience for the safety of you and your family. Order in-house or online takeout at humblehogbbq.com. We'll take care of you at the Humble Hog in beautiful downtown Paxton. Loud and clear, better. Good
vibes. Good vibes. Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes, your local dish retailer. You've heard me crow about the Dish Hopper 3. It's the best DVR system on the planet. And Dish is the value leader in TV service. So maybe it's time to look over that cable bill because we've got a new deal that's fantastic. Now that we're not so cooped up, home security is more important than ever. You can make your home safer with a Google Nest Hello Video Doorbell. Answer the door when you're not home. See who's at your door, even at night. Add sensors and it can record video so you see who was on premise, even if you weren't. It's the coolest smart home product ever, and now you can get one on us. Just sign up for Dish with the Hopper 3, and you'll upgrade your TV, and we'll upgrade your home security, no extra charge.
Offer ends 9/30/20. Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Requires internet connection.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now back open for business at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown. Head down, take advantage of great clearance deals. Short sleeve t-shirts are one for $4.99 or five for only $20. Other clearance items are marked down up to 50% off. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in Campustown, visit the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
The new boss from Taco John's knows how to own a room. It's large, in charge, and isn't taking any guff, especially from your hunger. Packed with over a pound of cilantro lime rice, black beans, and your choice of grilled chicken or seasoned beef. Or you can kick it up a notch with hand-cut sirloin steak. Go for the burrito or make it a bowl. If you want to be a boss, eat like one. the boss from Taco John's.
Stop by your local Taco John's at 902 Meyer Drive in Champaign, right next to AMC Theaters.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hey, it's the Business Bounce Back Contest powered by the University of Illinois Community Credit Union. Get to our website, stevyj.com, to sign up to win a $1,000 ad campaign to help your business thrive after some challenging months. At UICCU, it's all about campus and community. We're wanting to help spread the word about our terrific local businesses.